All right, continuing our 2006 Toy Fair podcast for Raving Toy Maniacs, this is Rob. Our next company up is DC Direct. Okay, here's a little hint. Go to the DC Direct website at dccomics.com, and they got pretty much pictures and information on everything that's in their Toy Fair showroom, just to make it easy if you want the visual to go with it. But we did have a chance to sit in there and get a look at what they got coming this year. So, you know, plenty of statues. Obviously, Superman's a big focus this year. Why? Superman Returns, big movie. They're going to be shrinking down like a lot of the older Superman statues that were larger, shrinking them down so they're cheaper, doing a couple smaller versions of some Wonder Woman statues, and they're continuing on with the Women of the DC Universe bust, and I do mean bust, with the Alan Hughes style. They're doing some more stuff for Cartoon Network. They've got one of the new little things is the Who's Who mystery box set, where you get the it's kind of similar to Figure Factory a little bit. They're small little figure dioramas, but the little tricky thing is each figure comes with an extra little mystery piece that you can use with a different series to build an extra little set once you get them all. So, like for the first series, it's going to be the Batmobile, and the second series is going to be the GLA satellite from the little miniature version of that. So that's kind of cool, sort of their own take on the Build-A-Figure concept, except for using these minifigures. Yes, the Batman utility belt is actually going to get released, believe it or not. They also had a quarter-scale Superman there. It's a museum-quality statue, about $300. So it's pretty expensive, but it's very large, and it actually looks really nice. The fabric and everything turned out really well. They're definitely continuing the 13-inch line. They did have the Green Lantern there, and also Lex Luthor. You're looking at Two-Face, who actually does have a metal coin, and the coin is not stuck in his hand. Okay, so you can flip it over and do it however you want. Another Batman, and eventually Aquaman. They're doing a V for Vendetta movie mask replica, and a ton of Superman Return stuff, including a lot of busts, a 13-inch figure, maquettes, in-flight statue, and Kryptonite prop replica that's actually going to light up. A nice statue of Superman returning with the Daily Planet. And just a variety of Superman stuff, but really, you're going to get your best images and information right from the source, DC Direct website at dccomics.com. But they did have a bunch of their new action figures. Well, not a lot. There were only a few new series that were debuted here at Toy Fair. And some more Green Lanterns, of course. Why? Because people like Green Lanterns. So there's another set of Green Lanterns. They had that. Some more of the Alex Ross JLA stuff, like Elongated Man. So, you know, some of the stuff that has been seen before, but actually the first chance for some of us to see it in person. You know, Zatanna, Solomon Grundy, the Alex Ross version for Justice League Series 4. Also Secret Files 2. Those are already out, the unmasked stuff. But I'm just looking over my list here of the different stuff that they have. They were planning the... they've also got another series of, Batman along the lines of the Halloween stuff is Dark Victory series. Those were there. We'll definitely have more pictures and information. Some more Looney Tunes stuff to continue on with some of the more iconic Looney Tunes characters. And, of course, they're continuing along with the Batman black and white statues. They had Kelly Jones version there. And some more Batman statues with a Silver Age and All-Star Batman and Robin statues. Deluxe Shazam statue was pretty cool. A lot of that, one thing about the kind of the concept with some of the Superman statues, the kind of cover type of statue, is the way they want it, the way they're going to have the box art and stuff. It's you'll have the statue, and it's like as a backdrop, it'll be the comic cover, except, you know, like the image of Superman that was on the original comic cover, it's kind of not going to be on reproduction cover, so that way the statue will be, you know, filling that part. So when you look at it from the front, it'll look like the cover, but it won't be like the statue over the image of what it's an image of. But really not, you know, they had a lot of stuff. A lot of it is stuff that's already out. But again, the best place you're going to get your DC Direct pictures and information right now is to check out the DC Direct section of the DC Comics website. And we'll just add more information. There's supposed to be more stuff going up on Monday, February 13th, which is pretty much going to cover a lot of the stuff that was at Toy Fair. So check that out, and that's about it for the DC Direct portion of the podcast.